So the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kedushin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Sagt the Mishnah, Kala Oisem Mitzvah Achas. And what this means is, a person who does one more mitzvah than an Aveira. Right? The Banishan puts our mitzvahs on one side of the scale, our Aveiras on the other side of the scale. And he has one more mitzvah than he has Aveiras. So Sagt the Mishnah, Mativin Loi, Umarichin Loi Yamav. They're going to do him toivis min hashemayim. They're going to extend his days. Li oylam haba, explains the Batanura. V'noichal es ha'aretz, eretz hachayim, says the Batanura. What does that mean? So l'chayr, that also means oylam haba. So that's the case. So what's the difference between mativin loy umarichin loy yamav and v'noichal es ha'aretz? That's the Tosfos Yom Tov's kasha. So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains mativin loy umarichin loy yamav means that he gets paid back for his Averis down here on this world, so that up there in Olam Haba should only be good. The Netziv has a sefer Meroi Meisada. Over there it says that V'noichal Es Aretz means after Tchiyas HaMeisim. And Mativin Lai Merichon Lai Yamav means the Olam HaNeshamais in Shemayim. So according to the Meroi Meisada, when the Mishnah says Mativin Lai U'Merichon Lai Yamav, that refers to the Gevaldige Schar that the Neshama has in Olam Haba, the unimaginable Schar. Where it says a breath of fresh air from Olam Haba, Kairas Ruach of Olam Haba, is more geshmak than all of the taivas, all of the temptations on this world put together. And the Chavetz Chaim says, it doesn't say we're comparing Olam Haba itself to all of the taivas down here in this world. You can't even compare that. It means just like you're standing outside of a bakery, right? And they're baking the cinnamon danishes. Ah, it smells good. So that Kairas Ruach, just smelling the fragrance of the Olam Haba, the aroma of the Olam Haba, standing outside of Olam Haba, never mind Olam Haba itself, that aroma of Olam Haba is more geshmak than all of the taivas in this world put together. So that's Olam Haba. Besides for that, v'noichal es ha'aretz in the times of Tchiyas HaMeisim. V'chol she'ein oisem mitzvah achas. In other words, someone that has more aveiros than schusim, he doesn't have this extra mitzvah. Ein mativin lo. He's not zoicha to this char. V'ein merichan layama, v'ein oinoichal es ha'aretz. But what about if it's even? If it's even, so it says, Matei chesed klapei chesed, the Eibishter tilts it to the tzatz chus. That's what the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Wait a second, if that's true, that the Eibishter tilts it to the tzatz chus, and of course it's true if the Gemara says so, so what then does the Mishnah mean? You have to have one more mitzvah than an aveira, even if it's half and half, Hashem tilts it to the tzatz chus. So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, but Lemaisa, nobody wants to be an Olam Haba because Hashem did him a favor. Like, he didn't really deserve it, but we tilted it to the Tzatz Chos. You would much rather be there knowing you deserved it. Now, I want to say one more thing, which is very, very important. It doesn't just go, we count up mitzvahs and we count up aveiros. Let's count the mitzvahs, let's count the aveiros. Okay, your whole life, 9,833 aveiros. 9,834 mitzvahs, yay! It's not how it works. For example, the Sefer Reishis Chachma says, if you do a mitzvah besimcha, it weighs as much as 1,000 mitzvahs that were done without simcha, without joy. By the same token, if a mitzvah is difficult for you to do and you do it anyway, it weighs a lot more on the scale. That's why, explains the Sefer Michtav Me'elio from Rav Dessler, it says, Ashrei Misha Bolakan, fortunate is the person that comes here in Shemayim, V'talmidoi biyadoi, and he has his learning in his hands, that you learned Torah when you were down here in this world. Why does it say, V'talmidoi biyadoi, fortunate is the person that comes up to Shemayim and has the learning in his hands? It should say, he has the learning in his heart, he has learning in his brain, in his mind. And the answer is, explains the Michtav Me'elio, that the way Hashem pays for the schar of Limud HaTorah is, whoever works harder gets paid more. So two boys can learn for a half hour. For one person, it's very easy. For one boy, it's very hard. It's hard for him to understand that he doesn't give up and he keeps trying and he keeps asking and he keeps trying. That Limud HaTorah on the scale is going to weigh down more. On the other hand, when you break through and you enjoy your learning, don't think that takes away from the schar. Says the Avnei Nezer in the Hagdama to a Sefer Aglai Tal, when you have a simcha in learning, you get rewarded for the simcha. Let me give you a simpler example. You're playing downstairs, and your mother says, Moshe, come upstairs. There's ice cream. And of course, you're going upstairs, not for the ice cream, but for the mitzvah of kibbut eim. You have a mitzvah of kibbut eim, no question about it. But if you want to play downstairs, and your mother says, Moshe, time to go to sleep, come upstairs, and you really want to say, Ma, come on, it's not fair, it's not right. Instead, you say, no, I'm not going to give any agvas nefesh to my mother. And you smile, you say, sure, Ma, I'm coming. That mitzvah of kibbut eim weighs a lot more on the mitzvah scale than the first one does. The first one weighs a lot. You can't compare it to the second one. Zok the Helga Mishnah Vayter, kol sheyeshnei, a person that is oisik b'mikra. B'mikra means in Torah shebiksav. Uba Mishnah, and also in Torah shebal peh. Uba derech eretz. Uba derech eretz, that means he deals nicely with people. Loi b'mehera hu chayte, he will not sin very quickly. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, and the Mishnah quotes a Pasuk in Koheles, v'hachut ha-mishulish, loi b'mehera yinasek. Chut is a thread. Hamashulish means it's like a three-ply thread. Loi b'mehera yinasek, you can't cut this easily. You have a cord that's made of three strings that are woven together, twisted together. Try to rip it with your hands. You'll see, it won't happen. Even when you try to cut it, it's not easy to cut. So one who is oisik in Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh and has good midas, the Yetzirah will have a hard time getting him to sin. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, v'chol she'ein loy b'mikra, v'loy b'mishnah, v'loy b'derech eretz, anyone who is not involved in learning Torah and Mishnayis and doesn't behave with derech eretz, what does this mean? Ein min yishuv, ein moyel, he doesn't help, he's not an asset, li'yishuvay shel olam, to society, to the people of the world, to civilized people. The Rabbanu Shel Olam created the world like a puzzle. We each have to do our thing. We each give to the world. It's good that we're here and we're part of the world. This person does not help, the Yeshuva Shel Olam. Rather, he is, says the Batanura, someone that is Moishev Leitzim. Moishev Leitzim means people that make fun of everything. They don't take things seriously. They're not there when you need them. They don't show respect. And this type of a person, says the Batanura, is pasul le'edus. Let's see the Batanura inside of here, v'loy b'derech eretz, because this is important. I mean, every Batanura is important, but this is negeya to every person, every single day of his life. You know what it means, v'loy b'derech eretz? She'ein masai u'matanai b'nachas imabris. He doesn't deal calmly and nicely with people. So think about this. It could be the custodian who's cleaning up, and you say to him, hey, what's with you? You see this table? You see what it looks like? That's called v'loy b'derech eretz. Derech eretz means, excuse me, hi, I'm sorry to bother you. Is it okay? Can you please clean over here? Because we need to sit down over here. That's all. You're saying the same thing. But the Mishnah has some very unkind words for the one who says it the second way. And a lot of bracha for one who says it the first way. So chazing over a mishnah, it's a mishnah we should chazer over every single moment of our lives. If you have one more mitzvah over your aveiros, they give you toivos min hashemayim, they extend your days, this means li'olam haba, v'noichel es ha'aretz, we explain from the tziv, this refers to tchiyas ha'meisim, and if you don't have that one extra mitzvah, you don't get these things. We explained extra mitzvah is not just the count of mitzvahs, but mitzvahs to a great extent depend on our attitude, depend on the simcha we have during the mitzvah, and sometimes just the opposite. If it's hard for us to do it, and we do it anyway. Those mitzvahs weigh a lot. I'll tell you an interesting mashal. On my block, there was a container. You know, sometimes they do construction, there's a container in front, and they fill up all the debris from the building, the broken bricks and cement and beams, everything goes into this container. And dirt, and it started to rain. Quickly, a car came, and they started covering the container with tarp. So I asked the person, I'm just curious, like, what's the big emergency? What does it bother you if the garbage inside gets wet? So the man explained it to me. He said, the company that owns this container, they take it to a landfill. They take it to a place that takes garbage. And they have to pay per ton of garbage. A ton of garbage costs so much and so much to get rid of. When the garbage is wet, it weighs more. The earth weighs more. The dust weighs more. So it cost them a lot of money. So I was thinking to myself, when you do a mitzvah that's wet, that's geschmack, that has lechluchios, and it's not dry, how much more does it weigh on the scale? Then the Mishnah told us, person that learns Torah Shebeksav, Torah Shebal Peh, and he has their Acheretz, he will not be sinning quickly. And a person that doesn't have these things is Einoy Min HaYishev, he doesn't help Liyeshuvah Shal Oilam, and he can even be Pasul Le'edus. A person should not think, explains the Maral, that we don't get Tzchav for our mitzvahs if we don't have more mitzvahs than Averis. We have no idea what happens to us for every mitzvah. For every mitzvah, there's going to be schar. That's why the Mishnah says it this way. Kol oisa mitzvah achas. It doesn't make a difference how many averis you have. You still have schar for your mitzvahs. The Mishnah is just saying that if you have more mitzvahs than averis, that opens up brand new doors of bracha on this world, in the world to come, and after Tchiyas HaNesim.